Today, Be'ezra should be learned of Chav Ches of Masechtas Be'ah. Some of the topics we're learning about today include laws related to preparing meat for use on Yom Tov. What is allowed and what is not allowed. Laws related to tikkun kli on Yom Tov, such as sharpening knives. Whether one may or may not show a shechita knife to a chacham on Yom Tov. A discussion regarding the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim, whether machshira echel nefesh are permitted or forbidden on Yom Tov. Some of the key topics and concepts we learn about include psuli hamukdashim. These are kabbanis that became unfit to be offered as a carbon because of a mum, a blemish, which developed in the animal. These animals may be redeemed, but even after redeeming them, it is still forbidden to work with them or to shear their wool. Because hana'asin lehektish, the redemption funds go to the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah in Bechiris teaches that psuli hamukdashim may be sold in the shuk, which would normally be forbidden for kachim animals, as this would be considered a zilzal to their kedusha. Uvdin l'chayu. There are several actions that are forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Tov, as they are similar to weekday actions and diminish from the spirit of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Examples include sharpening a knife on Yom Tov or carrying heavy loads on Shabbos and Yom Tov. These actions are asur mishum shvus, and it is a machlikis of the isur shvus as an isur d'rabbanon or an isur d'raisa. Machshiri Echel Nefesh. While the Torah permits work on Yom Tov related to preparing Echel Nefesh, there is a machlokes regarding Machshiri Echel Nefesh, which are actions that are not directly related to preparing the food, but are preparatory actions towards food preparations. Rabbi Yehuda permits Machshiri Echel Nefesh in Yom Tov, whereas the Chachamim forbid it. Halacha Ve'en Mayrinke. In many cases, while in principle Halacha permits a certain item, we do not publicize this to others, nor would we teach this to the public, for a variety of reasons. This usually is related to halachic rulings which are lenient, and which might lead others to misinterpret them, and then lead them to permit other items which are really forbidden. Bedikas Saken Shechita. A shechita knife, in order to be kosher, must be completely smooth and incredibly sharp. The knife must be checked thoroughly before using it to ensure that it fulfills the requirements of a kosher knife.